This is TWiT.
Brian Burnett from TWiT and Before You Buy, and today I'm taking a look at the Nokia Lumia 635 on AT&T. Now, much like Nokia's other Lumia phones, the 635 has a very 2001 Space Odyssey monolith look to it. The outer edges are gently tapered and in a similar fashion to the Microsoft Surface. A volume rocker and power button are the only two buttons on this phone, meaning the dedicated camera button is gone away with. The buttons do have a good tactile feel to them, and overall the matte plastic from Nokia feels really solid in the hand. On the back is a 5-megapixel camera, which is the only camera on the phone, and does not have a flash. As far as the screen, it is a 4.5-inch IPS LCD at a resolution of 845 by 480. It's not a screen that will blow you away, but it does look sharp, and it's bright enough to see in broad daylight. Powering that display is a quad-core 1.2 Snapdragon 400, keeping things snappy and making the Windows interface feel responsive. Behind the removable back is a slot for a microSD card and an 1830 milliamp battery, which allows for a full day of use. The camera on the 635 is a bit of a disappointment coming from some of the other high-end Lumia phones. Low-light images come out very soft and blurry, which is mostly due to the lack of the flash on this phone. In a well-lit area, the camera did okay, but really these pics are more snapshots that you'll save for the occasional Instagram. Now, without going too deep, Windows is definitely a step in the right direction, and with the addition of Cortana combined with the ease of use, makes for a very good user experience.
What is Halo?
Halo rings are designed by the most advanced civilization ever, and they're an awful lot of fun to blow up.
Getting into the pros and cons, at the $99 price range, you'll be hard-pressed to find a phone with hardware feeling as nice as this. Which leads me to my next pro design. The Lumia feels really good in the hand, and the matte back feels really grippy. The last pro is Windows 0.8 itself. It's still playing catch-up to the other mobile OSs, but it feels super snappy on the 635. As for cons, the no flash on this phone makes most low-light shots blurry. The lack of a front-facing camera means no selfies, which might not be a con for everyone, and the screen resolution is fairly low, and while it looks decent for the Windows interface, the field of view is fairly shallow. As for a buy, try, or don't buy, if you're in a market for a simple-to-use budget phone with top-notch fit and finish, you can't beat the Lumia for the price. But with one caveat, if you're not 100% dedicated to certain apps in Android or iOS, then the Lumia 635 is a buy. This has been Brian Burnett from TWiT. Thanks for watching.